Chapter 2. The Man of the Family. Normally, they would have walked into the house through the back door. But there was no back door. There was hardly even a back wall. Evan couldn't believe it once they unlocked the front door and made their way through the dark into the kitchen. There was a hole in the back of the kitchen wall big enough to drive a car through. It looked like someone had driven a car straight through it, except that the edges of the hole were as black as coal, and the smell of smoke was everywhere. Someone had taped heavy clear plastic to the wall, but one edge had come undone and was flapping in the wind.
"Where's Grandma's stove?" asked Jesse.
"Well, duh," said Evan, a little more sharply than he'd meant to. "They had to get rid of it. It was probably melted down to nothing."
"I thought you said it was a little fire," said Jesse.
"I thought it was," said Mrs. Tresky.
"And why is it so cold?"
"I guess the heat isn't working," answered their mom.
"I didn't realize."
Evan had never seen his mom so surprised. Usually she handled just about anything that came her way. Bats in the basement, a squirrel trapped in the chimney flue, the time that Jessie got her head stuck between the railings on the stairs. No matter what, you could count on their mom to solve pretty much any problem. But now she just stared at the hole in the wall and didn't move. Evan reached under the sink and found the heavy mag light that Grandma always kept there. He flashed the beam across the walls looking for something, anything, that looked the way it was supposed to.
"What's that?"
asked Jesse. Evan shone the flashlight where Jesse was pointing.
"Wow," said Evan.
"That's a hole," said Mrs. Tresky. There was a 2-foot-wide hole that went straight through the kitchen ceiling, which meant there was a hole in the floor upstairs.
"What room are we under?"
Evan thought about how the rooms upstairs were laid out, but it was hard to piece it together. Was it Grandma's bedroom or Mom's old room? Jesse came up with the answer first.